Hi, and welcome to Professional Fans Radio. I'm Pro Fan Marisa, and you're here on BFF.FM. That was George Clanton Warm Spot. I found him on portals. He's, surprise, surprise, out of Brooklyn. I don't know much more about him, but I've listened to the whole record. It's really great. I reached out to him to see if he was ever going to tour, and he never responded to me. It was so fun. I'm glad to be back. I've been really sick. So if I cough, start hacking away, it makes for really good radio time, I know. And I have my friend here with me. I call him Jordy Slims.
I'm a man of many, many names and titles.
What DJ name do you want to use tonight?
Let's go by, let's do DJ Jingle Esperanza.
Can you tell the people what Jingle Esperanza is? Because I know. It makes me laugh.
It's it's the person who gets all the magazines at our house, who my roommate
hates. It's
his
magazine alias.
Jingle Esperanza. I could go by Jordy Slims.
Yeah.
I go by Jay Jonas. I go by
Who calls you Jay Jonas?
That one crazy guy. I don't know. They locked him up.
Oh.
I don't know.
They locked him up.
Yeah, he's out.
We got stories, I guess, to tell on this radio show. So, I hang out at Jordy Slims like once. I think I come over like once a week.
You hang out with the couch. The couch is like your best friend.
I fall asleep on him and his roommate's couch pretty regularly. And I noticed Jingle Esperanza 1 week. And then I noticed that there was a whole stack of them. You have a lot of magazines.
Yep. I got my Men's Gurnal magazine today. I got my TV Novelas magazine.
Oh, ow. So which ones are you trying to get?
Just the New Yorker and New York magazines.
And do you get them both?
I get both of them, but I had to sign up for 6 other magazines for free. So it's more like, hey... if you're going to take the good ones, you got to take these other ones with it.
It's so terrible. God, this cough is really bad. It's such a waste of paper.
It is. No, I agree.
You unsubscribe now from the others?
Or I have to stay with them. In fact, I have to renew them. So my roommate's going to love this.
It feels so bad. How did your last roommate feel about it?
We get a lot of magazines. It's kind of nice to have. I think it's nice to have around. You can use them
as
coasters.
They're always around. Yeah, they're all over the house.
Placemats.
Okay, multi-use magazines.
You can use them to start a fire in your fireplace.
You don't have a fireplace.
No, but we have a barbecue.
You do? You could use them for that, I guess. Yeah, you get a fire pit.
Yeah, see? Now you're cooking with fire.
You know, there we go. There we go. So we're going to hang out tonight while I cough and we listen to music.
Yeah.
God, this cough is really bad. I can't handle it. Is there something that you want to play next? Or I can just keep going.
You already vetoed the one song. I said there's one song.
Yeah,
coming
I said
on.
No to it. We're not going to listen to that right now.
No, but we will though, right?
We'll find a place for it, I guess. Will. Let's play some other music though. I feel like I haven't, I haven't been on the radio like controlling the show in a long time.
You know, but I think a lot of my music is going to be like, oh, I discovered this on Pro Fans Radio. So
that's fine. That's great. I love self-referential radio.
Yeah,
that's
I'll be like,
perfect.
Well, I heard this 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago here, so yeah. I'm playing it again.
I like that. Well, this week, I have a friend who's touring across the country right now, and whenever we get bored, we ask each other for songs to listen to because I have a lot of time at work, and he has a lot of time in the tour van to listen to music. Okay. So he told me to listen to Ride last week when I was looking for something to get me through my work day. And I did that. And it was really good. Ride is a band from... This album came out... It's like a 90s band, I believe. 90s. Early 90s. And this is a song called Mousetrap. And now I'm going to play it for you. So, oops. Hold on. I don't have everything set up yet. You guys haven't been on the radio for a really long time. Did I say that yet? It's like my first time.
Okay. Yeah, it is my first time.
It is your first time.
So you just blame it on me.
Yeah,
so like, we got Jordan working over here.
Jordy Slims is working the soundboard, except not really at all. Okay, this is Mousetrap off of Going Blank Again.
We'll be right back. I'm so terrified of all the things I love. I know that I will lose them all, one by one. But that's not what I think about when I look into the sky. I see sunlight that is blinding and it just hurts my eyes. And I'm trying to be fine, but I about the things I say will never die, like memories, forgiveness, and the light inside my eyes. It's terrifying. It's totally fine. Think of me by the creek in cut-off jeans, holding on to something that has meaning to me. Well, I don't really think my life will ever make me as happy as Catterskill Creek. And I'm trying to be good, but I'm done. No way, just kidding, I'm not. 'Cause I still have that feeling of water above my knees. It's cool and refreshing, and that won't fade away.
from the unusual to the extraordinary. See why some of the world's most influential...
So that was the new Porches track with Greta Klein on vocals, who's Frankie Kosmos. If you don't know the two of them, the main guy in Porches and the main woman in Frankie Kosmos are dating. Do you know anything of what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, I have no idea.
No idea. Okay, great. So I'm sorry, right before that song came on, the Spotify ad came, or not the Spotify, the SoundCloud ad came up, because now there are ads on SoundCloud and you don't know when they're going to come, which is, or maybe you do. If someone out there in Radioland knows how to tell me when it's about to happen, I'd really appreciate it, because that has happened to me before. I don't know how to get around it now.
Is that like, I think that's like a lot of people's bucket list, to be able to be on the radio and say, someone out there in Radioland tells me.
Help me. We've gotten people respond before.
That's very cool.
Mostly people who know me, but once I got a record I was looking for. I'll just play it like really quietly in the background because I love this story. So I was looking for this. I was looking for McCartney 2, which is a Paul McCartney record. Have you heard it?
It's where he got, I don't really even know who that is.
You shut up. It's where he got really in the Sims.
Yeah, it's McCartney 2.
And so, oh God, what's going on? And so I'm bad at the radio. You guys apparently take a break. Just can't. It's not like riding a bike. You just can't get back on. So I was looking for this. Actually, I first heard this song on my first radio show that I ever did with my friend Luke Hamill. Shout out to Luke if you're listening. I know you're not. And And he played this, and then we watched the music video, which is incredible, and I just kept talking about it on the radio over and over again. I couldn't find it. And we have this one great listener, and he came to the Bay Area Record Fair, and he brought me, or maybe at another show, he comes up here all the time, he lives down south, he brought me his copy of McCartney 2, because I couldn't find it.
But you know what was equally as important that day was that bottle of wine that I snuck in for you.
Well, I don't know if it was the same time, but you did bring me wine to the Bay Area Record Fair.
Yeah.
That's true.
It didn't
happen. I don't know.
No, but I poured it in. I poured it into a bottle of something else.
Yeah, like a water bottle or something.
Yeah, and I was like, here you go.
Yeah, that was tight. I don't even know if I asked you to do it. I think you were just like, this will make you feel better. And then you brought it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so all the whole point of that story was, you know, friends are friends and they're great, right? Is that what we were going for?
Yeah.
Friends are friends.
I think we all learned something from
that. We all learned. Jordan, great friend. Jordy Slims, get you alcohol anytime you need.
You know, if you need wine snuck to you in a water bottle container.
You got it. Dude, I'd love that all the time.
Just every day.
So Jordan and I have this thing called Lunch Club. We're not going to really get into it, but one day a week we go to lunch together. And I don't know what the point of the story is. I can't really talk about any of it on the air, I realize now.
Yeah, no, Lunch Club is a select club.
Yeah.
I think it happens less frequently than, I think once a week is the ideal.
It is. Well, when we all used to work in a one block radius of one another, Lunch Club was much more real.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And now we're much farther away from one another. Oh, that story wasn't good. Let's go to the next story, Jordan. What do you want to talk about now?
No, so we should talk about the music, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So
before I played Porches.
I played the So-So Glows.
Yeah. Tell me about the So-So Glows. I've never heard of them before.
They're a do-it-yourself punk band from, I think I said punk brand.
You did. You also said do-it-yourself instead of DIY.
Yeah, DIY. DIY punk band from New York. The song's Lost Weekend, which is also the name of my favorite bar in Alameda.
Really? Oh, yes. It's Lost Weekend, the Tiki Bar?
No, that's Forbidden Island.
Oh.
Forbidden Island, I think. So Forbidden Island is just this amazing, incredible experience. But when I want to go to a dirty...
You go to Lost
punk
Weekend?
Punk bar. I go to Lost Weekend. And it's what Lucky 13 in Alameda used to be.
Oh. I feel like I haven't really spent a lot of time just like hanging out at bars in Alameda. Well, and by no time, I mean I've never done that. But yeah. I've always wanted to go to Forbidden Island because I love Chi-Chi's.
I don't know. Is that? I'm not sure what you mean by
it's
that.
It's a frozen drink that they have Forbidden Island and at Kona Club.
Then they don't have it at Smuggler's Cove?
I don't know. They have it at Trader Sam's.
Fun fact. Smuggler's Cove was created by one of the guys who co-created Forbidden Island. So a lot
really?
Of the drink... So the drink menu used to be very similar.
Maybe they have Chi-Chi's on. I just don't like the vibe in Smuggler's Cove. It's not really
crowded.
It's not really like a dirty, dingy tiki bar, which yeah. I Forbidden Island is, right? It's like kind of...
I wouldn't call it dingy. I think it's nice. It's nice.
It's like... But it's kind of like divey.
Divey in the sense that there's going to be like 60-year-old men wearing
right.
Hawaiian shirts, yes.
That's great. At Smuggler's Cove, it's like not like that. There are no 60-year-old men in Smuggler's Cove. And if they
but
are...
there should be.
But there aren't, you know? I mean, I know.
Are you going to go to the other song that we did?
Oh, yeah. Well, then I played Florist, Cool and Refreshing. Florist is an artist, also out of Brooklyn, on Double Double Whammy. It's a really great, like, kind of rainy day album to listen to. I listened to it while I was walking to work today in the rain, getting soaked because it was pouring.
Yeah. So we should have had a theme. We should have, like, coordinated this. And
no, I'm just telling you about my day, you know, like, how the songs correspond to my day.
Okay.
Don't you want to know about that?
Yeah.
You don't have to. It's okay.
I think everybody wants to know.
And then before that, Jordan played Nausea by Jeff Rosenstock.
Yep.
Anything you want to say?
He's also out of Long Island. So he's out of Long Island. We're doing a lot of New York front loading here.
Yeah,
Bomb the Music Industry.
What?
Of the band Bomb the Music Industry.
Oh, I got it.
He was one of those guys that bombed the music industry.
Yeah, I was curious.
You
like,
hear
what
about that?
No, I didn't hear about that. Yeah. I didn't hear. I feel like I'm out of the loop.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide what direction we should go in now. I think I'm going to play this track from Gemma.
Is it an upper or is it a downer?
It's an upper.
Okay.
It's the Mr. Twin Sister remix. So Gemma is made up of two individuals, one of which is my friend Felicia, who is in Ava Luna, which is a band that we've had here a few times. Did you go to that show?
No, but I've read the book
No, not the same thing.
Yeah.
Anyways, Gemma put out their first record. It's really good. I would recommend going to listen to it. And this is a remix that Mr. Twin Sister did of the song As Ever. And I think it's an upper. I think it's an upper. You guys be the judge.
You don't seem very responsive.
You let us know if you think this is an upper.
Fixed to an England, the setting. Attached to the word and don't say it till tomorrow. Not without a purpose, a little line. Was it up for you to notice? We had a time. You could say that it's something in earnest.
Run away with me now. Swifty, you gotta get swifty in here. It's time to get swifty. Uh-oh, you gotta get swifty. Oh yeah, take off your pants and your panties. Shit on the floor.
So if no one knows what that is, it's from Rick and Morty. And the song before that was from Rick and Morty too, which is why we decided to play Get Swifty.
Yeah, just like keep on it going. There. Yeah.
Jordy, Slims, and I watch. That's one of the things I do when I come over and fall asleep on their couch. I'm normally watching Rick and Morty.
Yeah, absolutely. So we did the sad Rick and Morty
and then the
song,
happy. I don't think that anything that happens in Rick and Morty is like necessarily happy.
It's kind of dumb. Like, everything has a very dark edge to it, which makes it good.
I know. How many Ricks did you see on Halloween?
I saw one guy as Rick and another guy as Mr. Meeseeks. And
oh my God.
I was so drunk, I just kept going, yeah, look at him. And I think he just was very...
He's probably really annoyed by
just
you.
Just like, leave me alone.
Yeah. Mr. Meeseeks is a great costume.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, what would you ask Mr. Meeseeks for?
Something easy that he could accomplish so he doesn't go crazy.
No. What do you think?
What do I think? I don't know. What would you ask him? Give me a second.
I don't know.
Okay. Let me think about this.
Okay. Okay.
I'd probably ask him to go get, like, rob something for me. I'd probably be like, go get me something. And he could rob something and give it to me.
Yeah. I feel like he could be successful at that.
Yeah.
I guess all we're looking for here is success from Mr. Meeseeks.
You know what I do? And because I know he's not listening.
What?
I'd ask Mr. Meeseeks to go fart in Matt's room. It's my roommate.
So mean.
And then it would be very easy and he'd explode into a fart as well.
I hope that Matt listens to this radio show retroactively and hears that you just said that.
You know, I hope he does because this next song that I'm going to play is dedicated to him.
Okay,
should we go right into it or should we go back to... I feel like we should go into the other songs, but that was a good transition.
That was. I feel like... Okay. I feel like we should just roll with the transition.
And then just do like a very long, here's a bunch of songs.
Oh, no. Okay, fine. We'll do it. So I played Petite League's Not Always Happy off of the album Slugger. Jordy played I Already Forgot by The Dig. Did you want to say something about that?
This is, no, so The Dig's great. I was introduced to it by Aiden.
Is Aiden listening right now?
Yeah, I think
so. You want to give Aiden a shout out?
That was a shout out.
Oh, hey Aiden. That was a shout out. Hey Aiden. Glad you're tuned in.
And then I also played Do You Feel It by Chaos Chaos, which was in that Rick and Morty song where Rick got dumped by Unity, his girlfriend.
But Unity was like...
She was like a collective hive mind.
Right, okay, right. Thank you.
It's a common term.
Okay.
And then at the very end of the episode, spoiler alert, he... basically tries to commit suicide because he's so depressed.
If you have not watched Rick and Morty, go, like, maybe turn us off and go watch it right now.
Shout out to Getting Broken Up With. This is, that's also what that song's about.
Yeah, hey. And then, we've all been there. Me many times.
Well, everybody many times.
Sure.
So, speaking of that, our good buddy Matt also loves Rick and Morty.
Uh-huh.
And so this next song... we're just going to roll into it. We're going to change the mood, right? We're going to make it a little more upbeat.
Yeah, that's what we, yeah.
Maybe,
yeah, sure, no. Okay. Nah. Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, I'm gonna put this song on. This is Brother Just Passed. This feeling's called Goodbye. And this is, this is like one of those jammy upbeat songs.
Okay,
it's kind of, maybe not.
It's 8:52 and we're gonna get a little jammy here on BFF.FN, Pro Fans Radio. Here you go.
Take my keys off.
Calais, keep it lit.
Yeah, we just want it all, and we want the extra too. Baby, show me love when I'm up like I'm kin to you. I be on my job like I'm in an interview, cause we just want it all, we just want it all, and some extra too. Baby, show me love when I'm up like
to you. I be on my job like I'm in an interview, cause we just want it all. We just want it all, cause we came from nothing. No, like, really, I mean nothing. I was sleeping on that couch, yeah, we up to something like bad kids with substitutes. Teach you how to run this game. Come over and watch me move. Come over and watch me do. Cause everybody looking. I'm like, yup. Used to pay for shows. Now everybody book them. I'm like, girl, if you basic, I could probably be your favorite dude. Listen to me speak my mind. I bet I enlighten you. I bet all these niggas you running with don't run with you. I bet you they just be fronting and ask you for dirty pictures. See, I ask you for pictures. I do it, but I'm tasteful and I'm soulful. Still gon' want some ass, baby. I'm still a nigga. These niggas lack the passion, they more concerned with the swag and no diss. They see the bay is coming up, they like what happened. See a little skinny jean wearing bald head nigga at the shows or at the club where everyone rocking with them. Bitch, I'm still here like I never left. Hella good and finna be the best. I come to a show, be the unknown, shut that shit down. They like, who is this? Cause I do this shit. Love this shit like I birth it. Love this shit like any nigga standing trying to take it from me ain't worth it. Do this shit for my mama and my daddy. Gotta pay them what they loan me. And my homies gotta eat cause they always believed in me. For my mama and my daddy. Gotta pay them what they loan me. And my homies gotta eat cause they always believed in me. So we just want it all and some extra too. Baby, show me love when I mob like I'm kin to you. I be on my job like I'm in an interview. Cause we just want it all. We just want it all and some extra too. Baby, show me love when I mob like I'm kin to you. Yeah. I be on my job like I'm in an interview. Easy. Cause we just want it all.
We just want it all. Cause I need enough to share with the homies. Never will I forget where I'm from, I swear. That's the plan. Wouldn't understand if you don't come from there. Try and clip my wings, I'm growing out another pair. We just want it all. Cause that weak shit has to die. I shot for the stars, I went past the sky. Made it to uncharted heights. Might just have to go have NASA classify where I'm at. Along the way, hard times we will laugh and cry. Lost my girl when she asked the guy if I was still in love, couldn't tell a lie. So ended with a sad goodbye. I gotta be great, babe, I'm working cause they're after my spot. I gotta go the hardest, only way to satisfy my drive to be the greatest. I rode that AC Transit, now I'm shining in the latest. It's time for me to say this, I'm the cleanest. Rhyming in this cadence, and word to the homie shine. Finally I'm famous, fuck I worked so damn long. This is not a sad song, this an anthem for all of my folks trying to advance on. I'm rapping long as Lil B still got his Vans on. But enough for me, Caleb sing this damn song.
We just want it all and some extra too. Yeah. Baby, show me love when I mob like I'm kin to you. You know. I be on my job like I'm in an interview. Cause we just want it all, we just want it all and some extra too. Baby, show me love when I mob like I'm kin to you. I be on my job like I'm in an interview. Cause we just want it all, some extra too. Baby, show me love when I'm mob like I'm kin to you. I be on my job like I'm in an interview. We just want it all. I said, we just want it all. And we want some extra too. Baby, show me love when I'm mob like I'm kin to you. Cause I be on my job like I'm in an interview. Cause we just want it all. I said, we just want it all. And we want some extra too. Baby, show me love when I'm mob like I'm killing you. I be on my job like I'm in an interview. Cause we just want it all. We just want it all. We just want it all. We just want it. We just want it all. We just want it. We just want it all. 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 We want that extra too. Baby, show me love when I'm mob like I'm killing you.
And I know she like an imitation, I can see her face. Now make me a cute little Christian, I don't feel like Mace. Ride for next step inside
the house, all my mixes erased. Sure no. I ain't tryna roll no dice, I just wanna make it right. When the fuck I'ma turn her like ice. I'm on the burner, still concerned. Shit ain't straight like a perm. A name, ratified, I need a pope, need a gardener, a surgeon. Ready, yeah, was a pacifier. What? Nigga need a pacifier, shake your rubbery bumper. Bleed the blood, bleed the rock, bleed the bumper cover up. Bleed the cops, bleed it.
Bad little bitch with some bad little tits, need to put a little hip in it. Damn, coming up the pole, can she put a little split in it? If I with the double, I'ma put a little whip in it. When I with the double, I'm looking to break my wrist the way I'm spinning it. Got a bad little day, swear to God, I got a bad little day. Young thugger scrappy. Okay. Bought a little bitch a black mink like George at the jungle. She's a no telling what they say, I eat that dinner plate. Ooh. Nigga, hotter than the sun. Still got your blade in the street. I'ma catch your mama, then I'm out to fuck your mama. All because I made jam of the week. TVO living stuff that I can stop my dinner. For some reason I never end a week. I said Miley Cyrus ain't no meat in Miley Cyrus. He and Miley Cyrus can't eat them for weeks. So hey, me and Miley new pacifier. Nigga need a pacifier. Shake your rubbery bumper. Bleed the blood, bleed the rock, bleed the bumper cover up. Bleed the cops, bleed it. Bitch, I'm trying to eat. Nigga sit inside the trenches on my couch with me. All the nigga diamond going down like the honest plus name. Nah, I ain't Drake, but my community gave it. Nigga falling off cause that community hated. But the community wouldn't be hating if they were hating. Oops, I been eating. My niggas eat for no reason, they peace for no reason. I do not got on no meat, but I'm beast. I swear to God, bitch, I'm beast. And I'ma pull up in the 911, then I'm pulling back up in the drop it. Make a drop it, make the bitch drop dead. When it come to this shit, I'm a pro, no kid. Cracking on this ether pink, I feel like an egg. Attracted to these bloods, I feel like a fucking fed. And I know you ain't about that, but I'm about that. What the fuck is right here? Yeah. It's a baby bottle, not a pacifier. Nigga need a pacifier. Shake your rubbery bumper. Bleed the blood, bleed the rock, bleed the bumper cover up. Bleed the cops, bleed it. Click K ready, yeah. All you bitch want a piece of me. I swear to God, you want a piece of me. You nigga want that one piece of me. No, you don't want a piece of me. Yeah, red need you, pacify, yeah. Nigga need a pacifier, yeah, yeah. Nigga need a pacifier.
Why would she make calls out the blue? Now I'm awake, sleeping soon. Hey, 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 don't say you will. Unless you will.
Yeah. take off your cool, then lose control. Fantasize about you.
Sick of vetting, I don't have to get with them yet. Catch them on the low, put it in the hole. Make sick, put them on a plate dish, you better know.
I fuck with brother Lynch's and Andre Nicotinas. 440s, 440s, 10s, and even Ninas. I fuck with brother Lynch's and Andre Nicotinas. 440s, 440s, 10s, and even Ninas. I fuck with brother Lynch's and Andre Nicotinas. 440s, 440s, 10s, and even Ninas. I fuck with brother Lynch's and Andre Nicotinas. 440s, 440s, 10s, and even Ninas.
That was some Mac Dre.
Yeah.
Repping the Bay. I'm just going to giggle about it. It was your song. You played it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'm doing the very masculine giggling about Mac Dre. No, no. I have a story about that one. So,
can I play more Mac Dre in the background while we tell the story?
Please.
Okay, keep going.
Welcome it.
Okay.
Or you could just play the Ice Cream Man song.
No, no, no. I'm gonna play different Mac Dre now.
Okay.
You know, there are many Mac Dre albums.
Yep, I believe the last count was over 1,000.
Yeah, we got a lot going on, you know?
Yep. So, I may have this story a little wrong.
Okay.
But this is, I heard this story before. There was a lot of stuff documented on the internet.
Uh-huh.
So, if my little brother's listening, he should.
Is he the one who told you this story?
Yes.
Okay.
So, I'm going to try to remember it, but it was Andre Nicotina had the, he just put the Ice Cream Man song, which is like the turkey in the straw or whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And he had it on one of his albums and it was just like a bumper song in between different songs.
Right.
And so what Mac Dre did, I think he like challenged him. He's like, hey, let me make this a song. So he made a different song that we didn't hear that was like rapping over the Ice Cream Man song.
Yeah.
And so 4 years after Mac Dre's death, they released this posthumously.
Okay.
Where it was another remix that he was working on of the song.
Oh.
And it featured Brother Lynch Hung out of Sacramento.
Pour some out for Mac Dre.
What?
I said pour some out for Mac Dre.
Yeah. Maybe. No, I don't think I can.
No, not in the studio. I meant listeners. I meant everyone who's not us. We're not going to.
Everyone out in Radio Land.
Everyone out in Radio Land. Pour some out for Mac Dre.
Now I'm crossing off being able to say that phrase on radio. I'm crossing that off my bucket list.
Yeah. I think one of the things that I did this weekend when I was hanging out late into the evening with a friend on Fridays, we just started like playing our favorite Mac Dre songs. I'm having that memory float back to me now. We listened to Mac Dre for a very long time.
Nice.
It was another city kid. I love the song. This is one of my favorite Mac Dre songs. I feel like underrated. Can You Shout? Off of All Boo Boo.
Hello Boo Boo.
Yeah. Touch yourself off like bass has been stole.
Here's like my.
I'm so cool. They call me Morris Dre.
My favorite song, just keep going.
No.
So we're gonna fill the next 45 minutes.
It's just me rapping.
Just Winks rapping.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They don't know that you call me Winks.
I actually don't know your real name anymore.
No. Just Winks. I'm just Winks.
Just Winks at this point.
On high speed. Such a good song. Police.
So for everyone listening.
No one did. What?
Yeah. You have a nickname.
I'm done. My nickname is Winks.
Winks.
Full
name is Winks Away.
Yeah, I don't really believe that I actually winked away when I got this nickname, but you seem to remember it.
I think
I was winking.
No, you winked poorly, and I said, "Here's different ways you can wink," and then you chose one, and then we started calling you Miss Winks Away
forever.
Which, yeah, now you're just coughing in the background. We should just call you Miss Coffaway and we can call you.
No, I like Winks. Winks, I like okay. The Winks is stuck.
So Winks
it's a good,
stuck.
It's like a very endearing nickname, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Winks.
Wait,
do you want to do, didn't you have a, you had some shout outs you wanted to, I'm not in charge of this segment.
Oh,
this
are we going to do the shout outs?
Yeah, we want to.
Okay, so this is my one class. If I'm going to do this. This is the one thing I want to do. So I'm gonna put it
on. We're making Jordy Slim's radio dreams come true tonight.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm gonna put it on, and then I'm gonna.
I tried to veto this
song,
and this was the compromise that we came to.
Okay.
Said he wanted to play the meow, the run the meow. What is it? Like I don't even know.
No.
I totally like shut out this entire internet.
No.
Thing.
So Run the Jewels.
Yeah.
Close your eyes and meow to purr.
What?
Question. It's close your eyes and meow to purr.
Oh, God. So I hate everything
if anybody,
this.
Yeah, out there, just turn the bass up and you're going to love this purr noise. This is a shout out to all the cats in my life. I'd like to give a shout out to, let's see, Miss Daisy, Jordan Cat.
Yeah, I want to take a Alita. Second to just let everyone know that Jordan had a cat that he did not name but did have the same name as him.
Yeah, Jordan Cat.
Keep going.
I mean,
keep going. You don't seem to think it's weird, but okay.
Noe Bingels. I got you, Wings. Yeah, Noe. This also goes out to Noe Bingels.
That's it? Is that all? Are we done?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think so.
Do you have any more cats?
No. These are the cats that are closest to me.
Okay. I don't really like cats. I live with two. They're okay. One's named Muggsy, and one's named Tangerine, but we call him Tangy.
That's nice, though.
And I used to live with a cat named Bella until recently when I moved apartments. Bella was a little bit more... We didn't like to get up in each other's business, but we had an understanding.
Business, if you will.
Sure, okay. We had an understanding, and she would sometimes come sun herself in my room, and she was nice to all of my gentleman suitors, and that was kind of it. That was the arrangement we had. Like, she had to be nice to the men who came over, and she was. Probably while I lived there, I like dated two or three different people, and all of them loved that cat. And like two of them, I like walked into the living room and they were like on the floor playing with the cat. Like,
so
they
really
went in
that
whole
cat
lot.
Was your wingman.
Yeah,
really.
And I don't have that cat anymore. It's probably why I'm striking out right and left.
No, yeah, you need that cat. That cat's
I
like,
need to get that cat back.
Yeah.
You know, that cat was cat's really like making that breakfast cat was for in my guys. Corner. Yeah.
Rolling around on the ground.
I wish. Instead that was me. But I wish that the cat had done it instead of me. Huh. Cool, we just played some rap music. I'm coughing again. When am I not? We played Ice Cream. I played Say You Will, which I haven't been on the radio since this has come out, but was a Kanye West track that was released with Caroline Shaw. It's like a remix of a song, re-edit. Caroline Shaw was at I went to see Kanye West perform at the Obama Democratic fundraiser. I think it was just a fundraiser for the DNC, but Obama was there. So were the Warriors, who are winning right now. Just a lot of random facts I'm throwing at you. Anyway, she was there. She performed, and she was pretty amazing. Before that was Pacifier, Young Thug. I played the new Collaborate song featuring G-Eazy, Want It All. Collaborate, I saw him recently with Tank. He is out of Oakland, originally out of Sacramento, I believe, but now he's located in the Bay. He's really great. He is playing on Thursday at New Parish. I'm going to run down a list of other things happening in just a second this week. And we started with This Feeling is Called Goodbye. So, Jordan, can I tell the people about the events happening in San Francisco this week in the music world?
No. Okay.
Okay. You... Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
You convinced me.
excuse me. If you want to do something after the show today, you can go over to Metal Mondays with Cult of Riffs, which is actually a show on this station. My friend Nicole does it. It is metal music at Pop's Bar. I don't know what else is going on tonight. There are shows, places, and things. tomorrow at the Golden Bowl, there's Sexless, Ubu Roy, Own, and Night Shapes. Own played our show last week. They were great. Go check that out if you're in Oakland, or if you're really, really lucky, unlike me, and you have tickets to see Kendrick Lamar at the Fox Theater, go do that right down the street. If anyone listening has an extra ticket and they want to bring someone as a date, I'm a great date. I buy dinner and drinks and all that. So help me. I really want to go. I really fucked up. I could have got tickets last week. I didn't do it. And then if you aren't doing either of those things, you can come hang out with me at Sound Pieces at Monarch with DJ Earl, Tech Life, Chase Manhattan, Phantom Club. What's up? It's a bunch of people. I'm doing a great job with this right now. Being sick and talking about fun things to do is always the best. Excuse me. Oh, God. On Wednesday, we have Commune. don't laugh.
Yeah, okay, this is like breaking character. Got it.
It makes it so much worse.
Drink that LaCroix water.
tonight's show is sponsored by LaCroix.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. It's the best. Okay, there's a commune on this on Wednesday. It's free at the Elbow Room. It's the last one of the year. And if the Elbow Room shuts down before January 1st, it's the last one in this space. So you should come check it out. It's Cold Beat, Never Young, and Toner. All three of those bands are local. All three of those bands are amazing. I haven't seen Toner yet. So excited to see them. And I love Cold Beat and I love Never Young. So this one's really going to be the jam. On Thursday, you have Collaborate over in the East Bay with some other people at the New Parish. And then you have Troy Lanes and Boogie at Social Hall in San Francisco. If you haven't seen Boogie yet, you should. It's so good. I've seen him. I saw him at South by Southwest at the NPR Showcase. He is great. Check it out. On Friday, A-Light is having a warehouse sale. I love A-Light. I would recommend going to that. And Club Lonely is happening at OMG on Friday. That's always really fun. That's an event or a bi-monthly thrown by Vin Sol and Primo. Super great. And then on Saturday, we're going to blow up part of the Bay Bridge. So go to bed early and go watch that happen. Because that'll be a thing. I'm going to Santa Cruz. And then, oh my God, and then on Sunday, this is a thing I want to go to. Better get tickets and not end up sad like last time. A$AP Rocky and Tyler, the Creator, Bill Graham Civic Auditorium. I need to figure that out right now. That's the thing I'm going to figure out. ASAP. That will rule. So go to that. Go to that. That's it. That's all I have. That's everything, Jordan.
Perfect.
That's it. That's it all.
That's the thing.
That's the thing. Those are the things I'm going to do. And the things I'm not going to do. It's all of the things. Okay, I'm going to play an Ellie Herring song. It's new. It's called Why Do You? That's all I have to say about that. Just, you'll love it. You're going to love it. It's going to be great. Yay. Why do you?
Watch you. When did you walk away? When did you walk away?
Why?
When did you walk away?
Why?
When did you walk away?
You don't say I can't drink, I think I really love you.
Thank you.